Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. A few weeks ago, we had on the program Superintendent of Redwood Area Schools, Rick Ellingworth, talking about an exciting new addition to the Redwood campus, the Orrin S. Estable Career Development and Technical Training Center. On today's program, we have with us Orrin Estable himself to talk about this great new concept in education. Welcome to the program, Orrin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Orrin, you've been a part of the area as an attorney with a law firm based in Redwood Falls for many years. Let's just go back to your roots. As many people from our area have an upbringing on a farm, can you just tell our listeners where you grew up and how you eventually made it to Redwood Falls?
I grew up at Cannon Falls, Minnesota, on a small mixed farm, every animal, you know, and in those kinds of farms in those days, and went to Cannon Falls High School. From there, went to the University of Minnesota, and during that time, my parents and my brother, who remained on the farm, moved to Clear Lake, a mile north of Clear Lake, South Dakota. And again, then I helped there in building sheds and doing what was necessary in between school. And in fact, I was off one full year and a half just to work. So, and just, yeah, that farm background.
So, you know, let's just talk about this learning center. What was really the impetus for you to get involved in this learning center?
You know, since we talked yesterday, Mark, I've given that a lot of thought, and I thought experience and time, because our firm has been here 47 years or something, and during that time we've represented many, many large and small estate plans, probates, agricultural, commercial, and so on, meeting many, many very sharp people. And it struck me, comparing to when I grew up in particular circumstances, my dad did not have those skills. And now I deal a lot with farmers, and I'm not tooting any particular horns, but they're sharp, very sharp, or they don't succeed. And I could see that the need, and then also I saw with the young people, first of all, the liberal arts things, which of course I was undergraduate, increasingly hard to get good jobs, and a lot of these young people wanted to work outside, wanted to learn vocations, wanted to work with their hands, and also important for our little area, our little good agricultural area, many wanted to come back here. And so in the beginning, there wasn't people on my side pushing for this kind of a thing, but it grew and grew, and to the point where I put in a great word for Rick Ellingworth. He's done a great job, so is the school board, and the community response just indicates to me that the future for it is, it's just, if we can utilize it the way we intellectually, intelligently can set it up, I think it'll be huge for years and years to come.
I couldn't agree more, Orrin. And I think that the focus has been on areas of like agriculture, manufacturing, healthcare, and business. And I mean, you can pick any one of them. And where this is a beef news program, I'd like to just focus on the ag part of it, how many producers out there right now are looking for an electrician to come on a farm, a plumber to come on the farm, the business aspect of their farming, and the need for this. And I think it was brought up before as far as just instilling that seed in these young people to have some hands-on experience with some of these professions and probably develop a love for that type of profession that they probably never even realized that they had.
Now, I'll just quickly tell about a tradesperson that was here on, be it electricity or plumbing or whatever, and had his son with. And I complimented about, I told his son how dependable his dad was, what an asset it was to people needing help, and him being prompt and doing a good job. And the father had tears in his eyes. I mean, so it's huge, I think.
It really is. Well, Oren, due to time, I'd just like to finish up here quickly with a little something that was in the local paper here. In the last two paragraphs, just Rick Ellingsworth had put this in, and it just says, Oren Estable's generous gift of more than $1 million and his ongoing vision and commitment to this community are amazing. These things remind me of a Greek proverb, plant trees under whose shade we will never sit. Indeed, all of these collaborative efforts have propelled us to begin planting the trees. The Greek spoke of years ago, it is exciting to learn. Learners of all ages and area businesses need skilled employees will soon begin sharing the shade. So I just think that really summed it up great. And thank you again for your generosity, and the whole community is very grateful, Oren.
Well, yeah, and the response has made me just become emotional, but... No. Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.